In Johannesburg, South Africa, yesterday, there was a funeral for a young woman who died of AIDS. Sadly, not an unusual event in a country where 1 in 5 adults is HIV positive. But this funeral was different. It was for an AIDS activist who was fighting to make antiretroviral drugs universally available in South Africa. From Johannesburg, NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
On March 21st, Kebreng Moyaketsi filed murder charges against the South African Minister of Health. Moyaketsi accused the minister of failing to provide AIDS drugs to the hundreds of thousands of South Africans who die each year from HIV and AIDS. 5 days later, Moyaketsi herself succumbed to the disease. Her funeral was in a simple, cement-walled, tin-roofed church in one of the poorest parts of Johannesburg, the township of Alexandra. Old women in their Sunday best squeezed into the pews next to young activists wearing t-shirts that declared HIV positive. Moyaketsi, who was 32, was remembered for the HIV prevention and AIDS care work she did in the township. South Africa has more people infected with HIV than any country on the continent. The South African government supplies the powerful new AIDS therapies to pregnant women and rape victims, but it says it can't afford to provide the drugs to everyone who needs them. As Moyaketsi's coffin was being carried out of the church, young men and women sang an old anti-apartheid song. It's a song that in the 1980s was heard at political funerals in these same streets. It translates, "We are fighting for our rights." Moyaketsi volunteered with South Africa's largest AIDS advocacy group, the Treatment Action Campaign. The TAC's national secretary, Mark Haywood, says Moyaketsi died because she's poor and lacked access to medical care. He says her death underscores the need for a new AIDS policy in South Africa.
Our country can't afford 200,000 deaths like this every year. You know, Kebreng has a young child. She leaves behind an orphan. She leaves behind a hole in the community. So I think that if cost is the reason given by government, it's wrong.
Kebreng Moyaketsi was buried in plot 183 in the Midrand Cemetery. As her family shoveled the dusty brown soil over her coffin, dozens of her former colleagues sang amidst the long lines of newly filled graves. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.